This is Tom Warren inviting you to listen to 5 Gospel Minutes, and today I call your attention to a passage in the Old Testament, Ecclesiastes chapter 12 and verse 13, which says to the effect that we should fear God and keep His commandments, for this is the whole duty of man. This is a very vital passage, one that could be very important to each and every one of us. As you well know, each of us lives in extremely perilous times. In fact, in less than 50 or 60 years, we have seen World War I, World War II, we've seen the Korean War, we've seen the Vietnam War, and we've seen a almost worldwide spread of atheistic communism. Involved in this situation, of course, is great physical danger. We all know that with the proliferation of nuclear weapons, that even this nation is under danger constantly. We've also seen a degeneration of moral and spiritual standards, that people today have rejected the existence of God and the Bible is His Word, and therefore have fallen into moral decay. Now this means that we face intensified temptation. We each need something to serve as a basic guideline, a principle upon which all of our actions can be based. And I'd like to suggest this passage as just such a principle. It is a principle which, of course, is simple, it's easily understood, and it's easily applied. And it's fundamental, basic, applicable to every phase and facet of human life. Each of us needs just such a principle by which to live, a principle by which we can make decisions in the various problems that we face in life. Let's note, first of all, that it is a two-pronged principle. And the first prong of it is that we should fear God, not fear man, for Jesus made clear in Matthew chapter 10, verse 28, that we're not to be afraid of him that can kill the body, but cannot kill the soul. So we are not to be afraid of man, but we are to fear God, not in the sense of regarding him as a monster or an ogre, but with profound respect and awe, reverence for who he is, reverence and love for him for the gift of his Son. The second prong of this two-prong principle is that we should keep His commandments. Mere professions, while they are necessary, if that's all they are worthless. You remember that Jesus asked, as recorded in Luke chapter 6, verse 46, "Why call you me Lord, Lord, and do not the things which I say?" In other words, a person is simply deceiving himself if he calls out the name of Christ, but will not bow his will to the will of Christ. It is not merely profession, it is the keeping of commandments. Great faith and great love are involved, and they cause us to obey God, even when the cost is great. Recall, if you will, Abraham offering his son Isaac under the instructions of God, and how Moses chose suffering over sin, and how Joseph chose prison over sin, and how the Apostle Paul was ready to go to die, to go to prison or to die, as recorded in Acts chapter 21 and verse 13. How Jesus steadfastly set his face toward Jerusalem and laid down his life for the sins of the world. And so we see the two-pronged principle is to fear God and keep his commandments. Now why is this to be done? The remainder of this statement is, for this is the whole duty of man, for God will bring every work into judgment with every secret thing. Notice the statement, this is the whole duty of man. That is, this is what God has designed man for and what man should be absorbed in. And further, we recognize the fact that this is all calculated to bring us face to face with the fact that God will bring every work into judgment with every secret thing. Paul made this clear in Acts chapter 17, verses 30 and 31. By the resurrection of Christ, God has assured every one of us that we will be brought into judgment. And therefore, I plead with each of us to recognize the great value which this passage can be to each of us. Fear God and keep His commandments, for this is the whole duty of man.